Hello, you're listening to ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is June 9th, 2011. A home celebrating the art and the life of the famed late Laredo artist Helen Richter Watson is now open in the TAMU Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library. The Helen Richter Watson Art Gallery replicates her welcoming Houston Street studio. The gallery is open Tuesdays through Thursdays from 10 a.m. to noon and from 2 to 4 p.m. and by appointment. To make an appointment or coordinate visits by large groups, please contact 956-326-4483. More information is available at the gallery's website, tamu.edu/Watson Gallery. Enjoy the always exciting flamenco dancing and guitar performances at the TAMU 2011 Rogelio Rodriguez Flamenco Workshops Noche Flamenca, Saturday, June 11th at 7 p.m. in the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Theater. Admission is $5. Featured choreographers are Mark Aurelio, Artistic Director for the Piramide Dance Studio in Rome, Italy, and Susan Silas, former senior member of the Rodriguez Flamenco Company. For more information, contact the Department of Fine and Performing Arts at 956-326-2654. A new study by TAMU professors found that for females, being around pretty teen girls or young women reduces body satisfaction. The study was conducted by Dr. Christopher J. Ferguson, Associate Professor of Psychology, Dr. Monica E. Munoz, Assistant Professor of Psychology, and Sandra Contreras and Cristina Velasquez, both counseling psychology graduate students. The study appears in the June-July volume of the Journal of Social and Clinical Psychology. Dr. Munoz said the results have interesting implications for understanding how poor body image and eating disorders may develop. They found that peer effects, the tendency for females to compare themselves to pretty women in their environment, were a strong predictor of body dissatisfaction. They also found that the presence of an attractive young male enhanced peer competition. Ferguson explained, "Women know they're not really competing with women on TV. It's the women in their neighborhood they have to worry about." Peer competition, said Munoz, is one such situational influence that may have strong evolutionary explanations and very interesting implications for understanding how issues with poor body image and eating disorders may develop. Ferguson suggested encouraging girls and women to make fewer negative comments to each other about appearances. Body dissatisfaction appears to relate to issues closer to home. Fewer negative comments to each other about appearance may bear more success than our culture's obsession with alleged media effects. For more information, contact Munoz at mmunoz@tamu.edu or call 956-326-2618 or Ferguson at cferguson@tamu.edu or call 956-326-2636. The fall semester at TAMU is just around the corner, and new students and first-time freshmen are reminded of mandatory participation in New Student Orientation, DUSTY Camp, scheduled June 16th through the 17th, June 30th through July 1st, July 14th and 15th, August 4th through the 5th, and August 15th through the 16th. This is a required overnight program for all first-time entering TAMU freshmen and designed to give them the necessary tools to be successful as they begin their TAMU studies. The experience is also available as an option to TAMU parents with parent and family orientation, scheduled June 16th, 30th, July 14th, and August 4th and 15th. It provides an excellent opportunity for parents to connect with both the university administrators and other parents and learn about TAMU's various support programs and services available to all students. Online registration is available at tamu.edu/studentaffairs/new student. As always, for more information on this or any of these stories, go to tamu.edu, and for a calendar of events, go to tamu.edu/calendar. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at TXAMIU.